Hello, my name is Reverend Christian Jansen. I am an ordained interfaith minister and practicing Christian. And today it is my honor and privilege to bring this teaching to the New Community Church. This is part of a summer series out of the book of Proverbs. Let me tell you why the book of Proverbs means something to me. And it's because when I first met Jesus in 1998, I got involved with this church called Set Free. And Set Free did a lot of work with prisons and Chicano gangs in California. And so their approach to spiritual growth was pretty militant. It was, you read a proverb, you read a psalm, and you read a chapter of the Bible every day. And you pray on your knees. So as I read Proverbs every day, this book has begun to speak to me in new ways each time I read it. 30 Proverbs, 30 days. And each day that I've read it, even if I've read it 100 times before, it has something new to tell me. And today, we're reading out of Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 8. It reads, "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest." Go to the ant. You know, another thing that happened in 1998 was a movie came out. It's actually the debut film from a little company called DreamWorks, and it starred Woody Allen, Sharon Stone, Sylvester Stallone, and Jennifer Lopez. The movie is Ants. And in this movie, Woody Allen's character, Z, is struggling with his own individual identity apart from the colony. He struggles with this sense of belonging, the sense of being a part of this larger piece. And he makes a startling revelation in the beginning, which is he doesn't matter. The colony matters. And as you can imagine, like any good movie, there's a hero's journey and a story arc where he finds that not only does he matter, but his position and place in the larger collective matters. You know, the final scene of that is it zooms out of this little tiny anthill that you've just been experiencing everything for 2.5 hours, and it's in the middle of Central Park. Pretty meta moment. So when I read this today, I read it differently than when I read it the first time. When I read it the first time, coming from a very fundamental practice of Christianity, I read it at the surface level, which was helpful at the time. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. Right? That gives me the information that I need to do something. That this faith thing, this life thing, doesn't happen just to me. It happens through me and for me. And I get to participate in this thing. And now when I read it, I think of the wisdom of the author who points at something that is meaningless to us. Ants and their busyness. We don't consider this on our daily run to the Starbucks. But this little microcosm, this little universe that is existing. And what can this little thing teach us? It has no commander, no overseer, or ruler. What can we learn from that? And I think one of the things that we can learn is a little bit like the Z character learns in his story, Ants, that we are a part of a larger body. We are part of a larger thing. that we do matter as individuals, but we matter as individuals as a part of a collective. That there is a collective Christ consciousness at play that is moving and working and doing the thing. And Jesus, my main man, Jesus, always is pointing to nature to show us the simplicity, to show us that the Lord has set in motion these things. And so how much more has he set in motion the things of his body, the body of Christ, the church, the collective church? That we have an opportunity every day to go to the ant. With no commander, no overseer or ruler, that we are all on the same level at the foot of the cross, gathered together to do the work of our Lord Jesus, that we are part of. And the beauty in this belonging, that it's about us, all of us. And how can we participate in the great work that the Lord is doing here on earth today? And a way to get a part of this thing is to let go of this individual identity separate from the collective. To understand that this is a we thing. And that each morning as we all wake up, like I woke up in 1998 and read that proverb, and collectively all of us were doing the same thing, that we were intentionally focusing our efforts and actions to the service of our Lord. And that what is possible when we do that? When we consider what it is that we're doing and how we're living and how does that affect this beautiful family of Christ that the Lord has put together and sought to place us right in the middle of. And so if you're struggling today and feeling a part of, if you feel like you don't matter or you have nothing to offer, go to the ant, you slugger, and consider its ways. If you feel like you are the creme de la creme, if you the one, the Ichiban, then consider the ant. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler. Do not think too highly and too lowly of yourself, but be humble in spirit as our Lord is, and participate in the good work that is happening in and around you every day. I pray that you would be blessed by the Spirit of our Lord here today, and that you can move forward empowered by love to participate in the kingdom of heaven here on earth. Peace.